Welcome to episode 2 of Brainless George and the Doctor. This is your host, Brainless George, and I'm once again with your co-host, Kelsey. Say hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
All right, we're going to touch on a multitude of topics this week, and I'm sorry it's been so long since our last one, but, you know, video games.
That'll get you.
It always does. Anyhow.
With great console comes great lack of responsibility.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, God. That's just remarkable how true that rings, like a bell of truth.
It's like the Cracked Bell, the Liberty Bell. From Philadelphia, right? Because that's where America started.
That is exactly where America...
America?
That's exactly where America started.
America started?
That's where America started. Anyhow, I think our first topic for the day is going to be 90s cartoons. We've been watching a metric fuck ton of 90s cartoons recently.
Which is surprisingly... Hold on, I hate to cut you off, but surprisingly a metric fuck ton is only 80 pounds.
Oh man, I'm pretty sure in British units it's spelled T-O-N-N-E-S and actually is more.
It's feminine. No, it's only 80 pounds. I'm telling you, it's science.
Ah, gotcha. It's like slightly less than an ass load, but more than a shit ton, I guess.
No, a fuck load is 2 butt loads and 1 shit load.
Oh God.
That's how you equal that out.
I always thought a buttload was just as many bags of dicks as you could fit into one hooker's hiney. Anyhow, 90s cartoons. We've been watching a lot of Hey Arnold recently, and Doug, and Kelsey realized that cartoons these days just don't have the substance that they used to.
They don't. I mean, these days, it's just kids in wigs running around high schools pretending they have magic and vampires and superhumans. And 90s cartoons had, like, lessons, like, legit lessons, man.
Yeah, at least when Doug did things like that, it was for a episode, and it was, like, the Halloween episode, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, 2 feature-length film episodes of Hannah Montana, because she finally takes her wig off and people realizes who she is. It's not like I saw it or anything. But.
Right? And I've been hanging out with Miley Cyrus a lot recently, and we got so high one time, her dad sent me just the meanest at reply on Twitter. It was so bad.
Well, he's got a temper, I'll tell you that.
It all stems from the mullet.
I once crashed his F-150 into a lake, and he wasn't too happy about it.
Oh, no. He DM'd you for that.
DP'd.
Okay, that stopped up the BMs. Alright, 90s cartoons.
They give us the substance that we are made of now. I mean, we wouldn't be making these jokes.
That we're made of.
We're made of cartoons.
It's true. I'm 100% cartoon.
I mean, I know I wear one outfit every day.
Of course.
I'm not afraid of consistency.
Oh no, you better not be. And there's not the product placement like there is these days. You've got
chug cola instead of Coca-Cola, and they have to hold it.
You can't say Coca-Cola. We're not. They didn't pay us to say Coca-Cola. This podcast
cocaine
brought to you,
cola.
Brought
I mean,
to you by
was...
Coca-Cola. Anyhow, we've got We didn't have, like, the episode of Doug we watched recently, the Bluff Scouts. That's way more fun than the Boy Scouts, because, you know, they don't say that they're going to be sexist right in the name. It's just implied.
I mean, bluff means bullshit, right? That's the Merriam-Webster's dictionary noun logic phrase of it, right?
Of course, yeah, that has to be it.
Well, I know that's it, because it's a fact, and it's in my brain.
Right?
And I saw it on TV, so I know it's true.
Oh yeah, and this episode is going to be a little bit longer than our last one because I got a message from no one on Twitter telling me that they wish that they had a longer episode, so we're going to make it longer as requested by no one. Okay, and let's see, we've been watching a lot more Hey Arnold than anything else, and I've got to say, I've heard from you that it's a pretty accurate description of what it's like to live in New York City.
Well, I was actually just gonna say that, like, I had a lot of friends that grew up in just different places around New York, and it's all really fucking close together. And it's really realistic. I mean, there was always that one crazy fucking homeless guy on the train that always, you know, he was...
Get out of my house!
Yeah, see, he was intimidating, but he wasn't scary, because he had a dog. And that means that inside of him, there's a lovable...
Nurturing
crushed
man
in there that just, you know, wasn't loved by his parents enough.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hopped boxcars to the next, you know, joint in town to get a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, and even, you know? Even on that episode...
Dirt roads.
The episode of Hey Arnold that is one of my favorites, the waiting on the haunted train. There was a logical explanation for all of the quote-unquote hauntings
that
occurred.
Oh, man, but that was all that logic was shit on at the very end of the episode when the haunted guy's playing the banjo.
You shut your fucking mouth! I was making a point!
Well, your point is wrong, sir, and I have to say that without yelling, because I'm a person. I'm not an animal. Your animal instincts took over.
They did,
and
I'm sorry.
I can't tell if you want to fuck me or fight me right now. And I'm
a little bit of both.
Quite frankly, I'm turned on.
I'm very aroused.
I'm very... I'll make you a sandwich later if you want me to.
What up? All right. And,
I gotta say this, though. I mean, okay, 90s cartoons, yeah. But I totally off topic. I cannot decide whether it would be safer to be in the air or in a boat during an apocalypse. I know that this is totally, totally off track, but this has been in my head all day.
I'm pretty sure that that's not off track, but yet segueing into our next topic, the zombie apocalypse. I think that it would be safer to be on a boat.
I mean, if you're on a boat, I mean, the middle of the ocean's pretty fucking calm, unless you get like a crazy rogue wave. And you have to go off Poseidon adventures and pray to God that your captain's Leslie Nielsen.
Right. And even if the zombies do learn how to swim, like, you know, I mean...
They're not going to know how to swim, dude.
They're not going to swim. They're going to walk...
sink to the bottom.
And walk along the bottom.
And that single image in my head is the lone reason why I don't like water. I can't see what's below me in lakes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're fucking down there.
I understand.
You know?
I definitely understand, because even if the water's, like, super shallow, I'm worried that it's gonna be, like, a hand. Like, just a singular
like
hand.
Like, idle hands?
Like, no, I was thinking more Adam's Family. You know, It.
Oh. Well, you know, he was a hand, but he also... I guess he had a brain. The idle hand had a brain, too. It was, I guess, the devil, right?
I'm sure. I mean, if the devil does possess things, it would probably be the masturbation hand.
And it's gonna take over all the forearms of every 18-year-old boy in America.
Can you imagine how big those forearms would be?
That's why I'm saying it'd be pretty frightening.
If the zombie apocalypse were to happen tomorrow, I would sell all of my possessions, buy lots of guns and ammo, and then surround the house with treadmills that point the opposite direction.
But I don't think people are gonna be willing to go to a yard sale, you know, in the middle of...
Fuck yard sales, I'm going on Craigslist.
Do you really think people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to... You know what? Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if someone's like, you know what? I'm dying, but I just really want to see if someone's going to sell me a gun right now through Craigslist. I mean, everyone's interesting, I guess.
Yeah, there are lots of interesting... I'm sure that there are at least 3 hookers that would be willing to sell me their little panty pistols.
Like the queef guns? Like the ones they stick up in their vagina
yes.
and queef
yes,
out?
Yes, queef guns.
In danger?
Indeed. Yeah, like a mini pink Beretta.
No, I feel you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, because I'm a man, but I'm not man enough to wield a Desert Eagle. I would have the little queef gun.
Would you?
No.
I would hope not, because then, you know, if you were serious, I'd really question, you know, our relationship right now, because a Desert Eagle's pretty fucking badass, bro. But would you want a gun or a blade?
Both. I'm sorry, but, you know, I could... like, zip-tie the knife to the end of the gun and have a gun knife. I think they have a name for that, but I'm not gonna use it.
A gun knife? I'm pretty sure that's...
A bayonet?
A bayonet.
That's too French for me. I'm just gonna call it a gun knife.
Good old American gun knife.
Yes, yes. Indeed, gun knife. So, if we had a zombie apocalypse... Who would you want to be in your gang? Because there's always a gang. There's never just one person or two people. Because I mean, we've all seen the British zombie movies where it's one guy that's trying to run through town and trying to meet up with more people, but he always finds more people.
Mm-hmm.
He's never by himself the entire time. This is no I Am Legend bullshit. This is a zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You know, there's strength in numbers.
Did you know I Am Legend is a remake of a movie that starred Charlton Heston?
Called Last Man on Earth?
In the 70s, yeah. But originally was played by Vincent Price.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
a remake of a remake?
Yeah, it used to
be. Remake Inception?
It is Remake Inception, in fact, and I believe that name in totem has been coined by whoever fucking does stuff like that, because I can't. Because
I can't think of words.
I can't think of something good right now.
A lexicographer.
I'm pretty sure the guy from MySpace bought that.
Yes, indeed. MySpace.
Indeed.
Does your space still exist?
I can't delete it.
I think it's still a place for music.
I can't.
It's a place where music goes to die.
Oh.
It's true. And then it comes back. And then it comes back 3 days later, like like CeeLo Green. And
it goes in Gnarls Barkley and comes out CeeLo Green.
That's pretty fucking wonderful.
Which is sad, though, because I really like Gnarls Barkley a lot more than CeeLo. I mean, I always thought they sounded like the same guy, but when I found out they were both the same black midget, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
you were a little bit less impressed then, I think.
No, I think I was genuinely surprised in the best way possible.
Oh, man. I remember when CeeLo Green was the soul machine. And that's depressing because
he still is.
If there was a machine, I'm sure that somebody would have designed it a whole lot better than a Tyrannosaurus Rex man. Because
he's
got
the littlest arms.
CeeLo Green fucking hates push-ups.
He's got the littlest arms.
He can't reach the kicks on the top shelf of his mansion. You know, he's got a much taller wife to reach things for.
He actually pays someone to hold his cock while it pees.
Because you know his penis is far bigger than he is.
It's surprise. I mean, I've heard that sometimes he can just, you know, wiggle his. Because he's a rapper, right? So I'm assuming he wears his pants loose.
Yes.
So he can just shimmy him off because he can't reach him to pull him down.
No.
So I heard it just flops out and falls into the toilet, which I personally don't think is very sanitary. But I've heard. So, you know, I've heard it. I'm not going to say it's a fact, but it is.
Yeah, I heard that he was peeing off a bridge one time with his friend, and he doesn't really have friends, so you know this is a joke. He was peeing off the bridge one time with his friend, and his friend looks at him, he's like, man, that water sure is cold, and he says, yeah, and deep, too.
I actually was thinking of a joke earlier, and actually fucking Googled what rapper CeeLo Green hangs out with, because I was trying to make a joke, and I was like, god damn it, I don't know anything, so I was like, Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, that's his fucking crew, man.
It was a fucking go-to. I couldn't do anything.
I understand.
Except, I mean, I Googled it, and I was like, oh, he doesn't hang out with 50 Cent.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sure, 50 Cent got slim, so I'm sure he's just 25 cents now.
Yeah, a half dollar was what he was before, and now he's just two dimes and a nickel.
Isn't that what you call your cock?
You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't, though. I don't think I would. Just saying.
All right. Next topic. We've got hip-hop music. We've segued pretty well into that one. And
I don't even know how that happened, though.
Oh, it worked so well. We just recently watched a video that was Drake and featuring Lil Wayne, which is weird because you never see them alike separately. Like, I'm
starting to think they're one person.
I'm literally, I don't want to start any conspiracy theories here, but I really think that they only show up together so that people don't think they're the same person.
Well, I think they're the same person. I think that Lil Wayne jizzed out Drake. I'm just saying, like, he literally created him. Like, he's a baby of Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne was watching Degrassi Superstone one day and was like, that dude in the wheelchair! And some serious star power.
That guy that got shot is totally going to rap about owning guns one day. I'm going to flip the script, and instead of making him anti-gun, pro-gun.
Well, what I think is funny is that Drake's Canadian Jewish.
Yeah.
Which is super delightful.
It is, because I didn't know that they allowed so many Jews in Canada.
I didn't think there were any Jews in Canada, because they're all French.
Wow. That just blew my mind whole. Anyhow, we saw the video for Hell Yeah Fucking Right. And this is a very delightful video. For any of you who haven't seen it yet, go on...
Just Google it. I don't know where you can find it. Google it.
I don't... Yeah, they make websites for posting videos on,
and
but
we can't endorse anything but Google, because Google owns Google.
Right?
And Google owns us, in turn. So.
Right? And that's just the way that works. But we watched the video, and there was... They have completely gotten rid of the concept of rappers drinking Cristal and replaced it with Manischewitz.
Which I think is great.
Of course you do.
I mean, it's cheap.
You're darn right it is. And do you have any idea how much they had to pay all of the actors in that video?
I'm pretty sure they just had to feed them dinner.
You're right. And said, hey, there will be leftovers. Line your pockets.
They probably gave them little styrofoam baggies of leftover food from set.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Because I know if I was there, I'd be like, can I get a little of that lox and schmear? That was delicious.
That was delightful.
And you know what? I'll take a little Manischewitz to go, because I drink and drive.
Yeah, but you have to put it in a sippy cup so that the cops don't know.
I mean, if he's Jewish, you're not going to pull him over.
You're right, because he's probably got a really good lawyer.
Either he's Jewish or Italian, and... Italians will fist fight you, and Jews will law fight you. Like, they will law fight you up the ass with their uncircumcised penises.
Or super circumcised penises.
Yeah, yeah, super circumcised penises. Because...
Extra circumcision.
Because I'm sure they get it, like, done, like, trimmed, like, once a year or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either, obviously.
I'm just assuming...
You and your assumptions, they're so delightful. Anyhow.
Anyway, it's about Drake's...
Re-bar mitzvah.
Re-bar mitzvah.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
It makes you twice a man, apparently. It makes you twice the man.
Which makes complete sense why he would rap about it, because he's always saying how much of a better man he is than everyone else.
So, on that logic, he's twice the man he once was, because he was now re-bar mitzvahed.
So what you're saying is that you can... pay to have this done?
I'm pretty sure you can pay to have anything done if you're Jewish.
That's offensive.
It's not offensive when it's coming from. I mean, I understand. I'm saying from my perspective, I would have to say that I would allow someone to pay me money to re-in further faith, like. Like, that's so, what a re-bar mitzvah is.
So it's kind of like a reconfirmation for those fun Catholics. Or renewing your vows for the married folk.
Yeah, it's renewing your faith in the religion. Like, it's you saying, fuck yeah, I'm a Jew. And this is like, and I'm going to show the world
you
that I'm
You think that
Jewish.
Having a name like Aubrey would be enough of a fuck yeah, I'm a Jew. But no.
But he doesn't say, oh, I'm Aubrey Graham. I rap. I'm in the rap game.
I'm a rapster.
For those of you who don't know, I make raps.
Oh my. Oh my. Anyhow, I think we're done for this evening. We're almost at the 20-minute mark. We've done way better than last week. And
we'll probably cut it down a little bit.
Just like a circumcision. Bye, everyone. See y'all later.
Take it easy, guys.